Good morning, it's 10:04. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. Vermont's newest climate change legislation has passed the House and Senate and now awaits the governor's signature. The Global Warming Solutions Act requires Vermont to meet targeted reduced carbon emissions and creates a climate council to come up with a plan to reduce pollution. Republican Representative Felicia Leffler of Enosburg told Vermont Edition, while she agrees with the philosophy of the legislation, she feels the responsibility should fall on the legislature, not a council.
The council's not elected. They're not accountable. I think if the legislature really wants this, the onus should be on the legislature. We should be the ones making these big decisions and the ones accountable.
Governor Phil Scott has expressed concerns about the bill and may veto it. Work is about to start on repairs to two bridges that carry Interstate 89 traffic between New Hampshire and Vermont. The New Hampshire Department of Transportation said the bridges carry traffic between Lebanon, New Hampshire, and Hartford, Vermont, over the Connecticut River and New England Central and Washington County Railroads. The work is scheduled to start today. The $43.8 million project is scheduled to be completed by September 26, 2025. The first proposal to break up an Act 46 merged school district will go before the State Board of Education this week. The State Board will hold a virtual meeting Wednesday to hear from the Southern Vermont towns of Halifax and Reedsboro, both of whom voted overwhelmingly to dissolve their recently merged school district. Voters in the two towns approved the merger in 2017, largely to avoid a state-mandated consolidation, which could have led to the closing of one of the schools. But the two towns have not seen eye to eye on proposed building upgrades, and they faced challenges around staffing and travel time between the schools. The Eye on the Sky forecast today, sunshine filtered through a smoky haze, highs in the 60s. Tonight, mainly clear, not as chilly, lows ranging from the upper 30s to near 50. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit hazy, a few clouds in the far north, breezy and warmer, highs in the low to mid 70s. For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini.